this time of night. Hard to keep my guard up when the feeling's right. I don't need nobody, but for you I'll buy.
And all that I want is you.
I just wanna see you. You could come over. I know you're shy. You can be shy with me. You know I need to. And I'm not quite sober. I know you're shy, baby. You can be shy, it's alright. I just wanna see you. You could come over. I know you're shy. You can be shy with me. You know I need you. And I'm not quite sober. I know you're shy, babe. You can be shy. You can be shy with me. You back in August, thought you were stand off his court. But you don't have to try. I'll read between your lines. Cause all that I want is you. Oh, 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 why?
Think I got what you want tonight.
No, take your time. You can be shy with me. You know I need to. And I'm not quite sober. I know you're shy, baby. You can be shy, shy. It's alright, I just wanna see you. You could come over. I know you're shy. You can be shy with me.
Like you, I wonder if you got home. Okay. This is so exciting, guys. This is Layla, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Emotional Motion Sickness. Three. You should be. Yep.
Which one is three? Oh my god. Wait, I can't.
Three?
Okay, I'm good.
We're so excited to be here. Wait, I did not let you introduce yourself.
I'm Sam.
Who is usually...
The OG.
The OG creator of this show. So, guys, today's my first day on the board.
I know, it's very... I think it's a riveting experience.
I'm really excited about it. A little nervous, so bear with me.
She came in here, she didn't know the password to her Spinatronica.
No, I did not. I didn't know which email I used either. It was trial and error. But we got there, and you listened to Shy by Liam Bridges first. Love that song. And then you just listened to Right Side of My Neck by Faye Webster.
Yay.
If you guys haven't noticed, today we're keeping it really chill vibes compared to...
what we usually do.
Right. Would you like to explain why that is?
So, Thursday night, I went sledding on the beautiful Prezalon, and I ran into the fence.
Head first.
And I have received a concussion. So, for the past, has it been four days now, or three? Because I was diagnosed on Friday.
But you sustained your injury Thursday night, correct?
Yes, Thursday at, like, 10:30 p.m.
So, it's been a good 4 days.
Yes. So, I have been sitting in the dark. We are currently sitting in...
Lights are dim
here at WMFO. And I have... The only screens I've looked at is my cell phone, and this is the first time I've worn headphones in 4 days.
How does it sound?
The volume's very down, so I'm doing a lot better. If it was all the way up, it would have been bad. It would have been pretty bad.
Understandable.
I walked here to the stew. No headphones. Depressing thing ever. But, you know, Friday, I'm hoping I'm better by Friday.
I think you seem to be on the up and up compared to when I first saw you.
I did take Tylenols before I came here.
As you needed to.
And I sat in the dark for 2 hours.
In preparation.
No, honestly, like, my roommate's been nice about it, too.
So,
like,
love.
Like, there's sometimes where the lights are on and I'm like,
please.
No, literally. But she'll turn it off. So she's been nice about it.
Love. Shout out.
Shout out, Serena. You're so real for that.
Love it.
She thought I was going home for a week, so I guess she's disappointed that she can't have the room to herself for a week.
Yeah. You know what? I love my roommate, but, like, I also...
She was here last week.
True. If I had a fake out where it was like, hey, room to yourself for a week, and then it was like, never mind, I'm back. Would I be a little tight? Maybe.
She came in, because she went to some tournament over the weekend. I don't know. And she came back. She was like, oh, like, you're not going home? And I was like, oh... No, like, I'm sorry.
That's gonna make you feel great.
I know, like, I want to know what was going on in her head. Serena, if you're listening, what was going on in your head, girly, when I told you I wasn't going home for a week?
Give us a call. Just kidding. Please don't. Please don't.
I don't think she's even listening. I'm gonna be so real.
Yeah, no, I don't think she is either. Karis might be.
Yeah.
It's debatable.
Last week, she comes here, she goes, what's my stage name? K-Dog?
K-Dog. All right.
DJ K-Dog.
Okay, guys, I think it's time for our next song. I have on the docket Softly by Arlo Parks, which I feel like is fitting because we're going soft vibes today.
Very soft. I've actually never heard of this song.
I think you're gonna like it a lot.
I've actually liked the past couple songs.
Thank you, I appreciate it. I have some, like, of my classic soft girly little tunes today. All right. Enjoy, I guess. Yeah.
Break it down to me softly. The veil's afraid. Thank you. whatever you wanted. We don't have to leave the apartment. Met you at the right time. This is what it feels like.
Okay, that was Feels Like by Gracie Abrams.
I like that song.
It's really, like, sweet.
I had a phase where I listened to Mess It Up by Gracie Abrams.
I don't actually know that one.
I've played it on the radio before.
Okay.
But I like that song, and that was on repeat, like, I would say maybe in December.
Mm-hmm.
In other news, Gracie Abrams did release a new album.
True.
I forgot what it's called. What is it called?
Find out right now. I was gonna play music off of it. It's called Good Riddance.
Oh, okay. I have not listened.
But instead, I decided to be basic and play what I listen to all the time.
It's okay.
It's hard to branch out.
No, it really is.
Like, takes a lot out of me.
I feel like that's why I like WMFO, because it helps me branch out.
Mm-hmm.
But I also just like listening to my same tunes.
Yeah.
Different day. Like,
there's a reason I like them.
You know, exactly. I feel
what
like.
What can I say?
Yeah.
I've fallen off, but also fallen on in the way of, I used to make like one playlist per season, and I would really bump that playlist, right?
Oh.
And I would get it like really long, and it was usually like indie music and whatever, right? Recently, no. It's just like embarrassing. It's a bunch of like 6-song playlists and like random songs that I just have in my search that I like keep on going back to.
Uh-huh.
Like, you'll see me listening to like some weird things lately.
I see it, girl. I'm watching.
Yeah.
Not to be that kind of person. But
do you remember anything that's
It's your playlists are literally just like the title of the first song of said playlist.
Oh, always. Now I don't change it. I used to like change the picture on it, change the name. It would be something like artsy, and then I would put like a little blurb.
That was me sophomore year.
Yeah.
And I actually ended up writing one of my college supplements about it.
Very nice. For Tufts University?
It was actually for Brown University.
Okay, well.
I withdrew.
It's okay. Everyone. Actually, let's talk about the Brown ED to Tufts EDC.
Oh my god, I literally met two people while I was sledding who did that.
All the time.
And she's like, because she was like, I ED2'd here. And they're like, where'd you ED1? She was like, Brown.
I wonder how similar I didn't visit Brown, so I cannot tell you how similar the schools are.
Mm-hmm. I did. My uncle went there.
Oh, thoughts?
He loved it.
Okay.
I think he was on like the marching pep band.
All right.
Ooh.
He got that pep in him.
My uncle did go to Brown, and then there was like people who I was like, this is one of my like guy friends who I was close with in high school. He goes to Brown.
Okay.
He loves it.
Cool.
I don't think I've met a single person who's like hated Brown from my high school.
I would concur, but I don't really know that many people who go there, so that's not really a great case study. Okay. Next up, we have Blue Coop by Twin Peaks. I think you're going to recognize this one.
I still don't. I mean, I know the artist, don't know the song.
Okay, if you know the artist, you will definitely recognize the song. It's like, I think it's like their like main song. So it's good. It's like little like driving through upstate New York on the way to the log cabin.
Oh my God.
Vibe.
Talking about upstate New York. Even more bantering. my aunt and uncle's lake house in upstate New York. Love.
You're so like, speaking serene. Of this yes. place.
So serene.
Where
like,
is it?
Cuco Lake, so like with the Finger Lakes.
Okay, sure.
Like, it's a lake, I think it's like 30 minutes away from Ithaca.
Okay. Definitely an upstate moment.
It is an upstate moment. So serene. Literally can only get there by car.
Serene. It does not feel like the same New York, though.
Oh, no, it does
as
not.
As any of the areas that.
Literally does not. Like, yeah. I feel like I'm somewhere else. I feel like I'm in
Pennsylvania.
I was gonna say Vermont.
Fair. But like a mix of both, I guess. More Vermont. More wooded than Pennsylvania.
It's definitely more
flat,
Vermont,
I guess. Okay, well, I've never been to Vermont, so
I feel like Hillary should taste
I don't need
Vermont.
The dude. I agree with that. I concur.
She literally needs to take us there because we would be
that.
Like
we would rage on the farm. Anyways, okay, here's Blue Coop by Twin Peaks.
Did you say it or like that?
I don't. Thank you.
this love alone until it passes through. I keep thinking about all of the work I had to do, but it all fades away to nothing when I think of you. I'm sick with
right. That was Lovesick by Alice Phoebe Liu.
I guess I listened to that.
Oh. There you go.
There we go.
There you go, love.
I think I saw you listening to that. I'm not even gonna lie.
It's likely. That was a big song for me. In like December-ish.
Uh-huh.
Right before we left. Yeah, anyways. Sam's got something to say.
I do have something to say. We know what you might be thinking. I have no plans for Friday, March 3rd, 2023. What could I possibly do? Well, you're in luck. You can see some of your favorite local Tufts bands live on stage at 51 Winthrop. Get ready to listen to the groovy tunes of Roman Barton Sherman, Chowder, Systemic Flow, Plum Island, and Toolbox. This is a students-only event, so if you're a jumbo, feel free to stop on by. Don't spend your Friday night alone. Come to 51 Winthrop at 7:30 on Friday, March 3rd, and get ready to rock. Be there or be square. A public service message from WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
That's so much fun, guys. Friday, March 3rd is actually my half birthday, so if you're not there, oh my God, you're lame. I love that. because I'm going to be 18 and a half. So find me, say hi.
March is my 1 month until I'm 19.
Oh, wow.
March 9th is 1 month until I'm 19th.
Oh,
very birthday exciting. Is on a Sunday this year.
Oh, brutality. It's okay. Like, we can have a great time. We can have a Soundbites birthday.
Soundbites brunch.
Shout out Soundbites.
Oh my god. Talking about Soundbites. Okay. So, because I'm concussed and I live on the Northeast Coast, my parents drove up this weekend and we went to Soundbites.
Beautiful. Lovely. What'd you get?
I got the Nutella stuffed French toast.
Okay, TW Nutella.
Oh, right. You're right.
Exposed on air. I
You have a peanut allergic. Allergy.
Yeah, well, I have an every nut allergy except for almonds. So peanut you try to get nut. Me with almonds, joke's on you. I love them. Marzipan, gas.
Peanut and tree nut allergy. So sorry.
It's so humiliating. So humiliating.
I still think about PETA. PETA knocked you out.
Yeah, station. Guys, I had a plate from PETA, which is at, you know, Hodge on the Run, one of the dining options. And
I'm kind of sad it's closing.
Well, maybe I'll be safe at last because I had it and it took me out. I had to go to Mass General, anaphylaxis, the whole nine. Got my shot of Epi. It was real bad. It's anyways, okay. Taken out by PETA.
It's okay. I honestly, PETA has grown on me over the
okay
time we've flex. Been here at Tufts.
All right. That's the problem is I liked it from the beginning. I was an original supporter. And then I somehow that backfired on me. Like, they... Wow, okay. My biggest supporter became my ultimate op on this campus. And that really hurt my feelings.
Nah.
Anyways, I have a funny little song next because I didn't plan this. But the next song is called Concussion by Girl House.
I can't.
And I'm being so honest. Like, I didn't think about it. Like, that was just, I just put it on here. I was like, love that song. It's so good. Did not think about the offense that might cause.
I'm not that offended. I'm just, I'm at a loss for words for that one. I just think it's very fitting. I think this whole, in the words of my dad, this whole show is fitting because it's called emotional motion sickness and I feel motion sick 24/7 right now.
All the time.
So now I'm concussionally motion sick.
Have you been taking Dramamine, perchance?
No, but Dramamine makes you drowsy.
That's so true. But you've also been napping twice a day anyways.
That's true.
Not that I'm recommending.
I've been sitting in the complete dark. I've been...
struggling.
Kara says she did call me out. She was like, aren't you, like, supposed to not sit on a screen? And I'm like, what am I supposed to do with that?
Listen to... Actually, no. Are you not supposed to listen to music either?
I actually tried today. And also, A, we're doing it right now. B... I tried, I would have to watch, I watched my shows on low brightness on my computer screen and on half volume with closed captioning.
Okay, I feel like
at 10 fine. Minutes at a time.
Yeah, it's okay. But everyone out there, if you have a concussion, take care of yourself.
And I would say wear a helmet, but don't sled head first.
No, down the hill. Please don't. Actually, PSA for tomorrow because... It's going to be
a wintry mix.
Real snowy.
It's actually supposed to be a gradual snow. Like, it's not even supposed to be as bad as it was.
Oh, okay.
It's it's supposed to be gradual.
I wanted some Zoom classes, but that was wishful thinking. Anyways, Concussion by Girl House. please enjoy.
Surgery on my mind, I think about you all the time.
Cool. That was Devil's Advocate by The Neighborhood.
That song, I literally was like, when Layla played it, I was like, what is this? I was like, I know this song. Like, I know it. And then I was like, Apprentice?
It has something to do with Apprentice?
And I remember that song because I played it, like, in, I think junior year.
That's when the album came out.
Yeah. And I actually really like that song because it was like that neighborhood song that was not so sweater weather.
Yeah.
Basically. That's what I thought of it as.
That's true, except recently. Actually, I don't think they haven't released since this. I used to get them and the 1975 confused for no reason. Like, why?
I feel like that's a fair, like confusion.
It was like, just like similar, like 2015 vibes to me.
I'm thinking Tumblr.
However, personally. Exactly, like Tumblr. But I now understand the error of my ways. I do know the difference.
Foreshadow.
This was my public apology. I'm sorry for every time I got them confused.
Foreshadow to a future theme.
Oh, true. That theme will be, everyone will turn off. They're going to be like, what is going on?
Nobody will listen if it's we do that kind of theme.
The 2014 era, like
Tumblr.
Like Colors by Halsey.
Everything is red. Is blue. And no, what I was also thinking is like those like freaking like Musical.ly songs.
Oh wow. She said, "Hola, como esta?" Do you remember?
Yeah.
She said, "Can you do?"
My god. What were the other dances from 2016? Oh, The Thief in the Night.
Things that we don't need to play on air.
I know.
Top of the list. Anything from that era. Wait. I'm the big bad wolf. It's a full moon now. Do you remember that? Oh my god.
I remember what was it? I just had it in my head too. It was another dance.
We'll have to save it for the maybe not.
The Wicked by Future.
Oh.
Do you remember that one? And it was like, do-do-do-do. And it was like, ooh.
No. I don't recall, unfortunately.
It was Wicked by Future.
Okay. I believe you.
Yeah. From what a Future album it was. But then it, like, came back for a second in, like, 2021. And then it, like, went down again.
All right.
Middle school is my Future era. Mask Off. You had Mask Off. Low Life. Wicked.
I believe you. I can't corroborate that, but I believe you.
Like, Mask Off's too good. I'm sorry.
You can play it.
I'll play it.
Next week when you're recovered, we'll play it.
Maybe. Well, maybe we'll do a Call Thames next week.
Oh, I'm down. I'm so down.
For the 14 people listening, Call Thames is when we just, like, flow. When the music you play for people, not for people with concussions.
Yes, exactly. Music that I refrain from playing today. Except, the last song that we are going to be playing today is Up Granville by Peach Pit.
Oh, I love Peach Pit. Didn't they, like, just go on tour? Or are they still on tour?
C'est possible.
Because I remember seeing someone from Tufts Instagram, like, at Peach Pit, here they are.
Oh, if they were in Boston and I missed it, that's sad.
All these concerts, like, show up and I'm like, oh, like, I missed that.
Yeah, I get, like, StubHub emails for that purpose.
I get Ticketmaster emails.
Yeah.
And the Spotify.
Yes, personalized concert recommendations for you.
Yeah. Today, my personal concert recommendation was Pitbull.
Oh, you should go.
In a Lynn.
You should pull up.
In Lynn, Massachusetts.
Oh, it's not even in Boston.
Not even in Boston.
That is not local. Okay. Well, maybe it is. I don't know where
that
is.
I remember some people I had a class with last semester, they went to the Pitbull concert, and she was like, oh, like, that's not it.
Mm.
And I was just like, oh, like, okay.
One of my friends went to the Pitbull concert dressed as Pitbull.
Oh, seriously?
Last year. Yes.
Seriously?
She's not listening. She's in North Carolina. But miss you, Mads. Anyways. all right. Enjoy Up Granville by Peach Pit. Thank you all for listening. This is Layla, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks so much. This has been Emotional Motion Sickness.
Yay.
Perf.
whipping up your lines about destroying, like you could only care for the bitter end of it again. Hold me at your side, call me to deny that I had loved you when I already can't even walk past 12 to get a grand run. Even at the golden light of morning, leading you away from all this strife, having enough, so you tossed it up like skeet and shot it just to mark up your weakness.